Riders, Rangers, and Rambles. Chagrin Shinobi is a legendary underground toy reviewer. Dawson Rider is Awesome Rider. And Jedimon is
Jedimon.
Hello, and welcome to Riders, Rangers, and Rambles, episode 19.
I don't know. Fuck.
Yeah, we're just kidding. We've got a little bit of stuff to talk. And when I mean little bit, I mean like little bit. Like, this is probably the worst news day in the history of ever.
Yeah. It's way worse than all the other bad news anyone's ever got.
Yeah.
Well, will you stop whining, please? Stop.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So,
obviously...
Well, obviously we have nothing to talk about. No.
Really quick what's ups, because it's how life rolls. I'll start because I'm talking.
Bitch.
I finally started Assassin's Creed because... Okay, well...
I don't know why I did that, I'm sorry.
My Wii's from launch day, and the old models have, like, really weak lasers. When you think about the puns, this is really funny. They've got really weak lasers, and they can't read all the discs, and it keeps not working.
It's getting a red line of death.
When I'm trying to load specific areas in, like, Metroid Prime Trilogy and other M. In fact, my friend Ron was trying to play Metroid Prime Trilogy, and it kept freezing every time he went into a new room. It was pretty... terrible. So that got sent in, so I'm playing Assassin's Creed in the meantime until I can finish Other M, and I'm playing Birth by Sleep too. You'll probably hear that during the Ghost Sager summary. And yeah, that's it.
So, yeah.
That's it.
Yep.
Who wants to go now? Me?
You do.
Oh, yes. Okay, so let me think. Well, I got my old stuff finally.
Took you
and I told these two about it, and only one of them cared. The other one was too busy. Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't care about you getting your O stuff, because I already had mine like 6 days earlier, so...
Whatever. So I got it. I haven't opened Taco Candroid yet for whatever reason, because I went and reviewed a bunch of stuff. I didn't do the best job on the bikes, because I just wanted to get their boxes and shit out of the way, because they were just taking up space. I wanted to get them on the shelf and get the boxes out of my face. So the review's basically a giant, I don't know, fuck. Like, oh, look, there's spikes, and you can roll it. Just buy it, whatever. That's what the review was like. Let's see, what else did I buy anything else? No, I just got the O's stuff. I got my memory box and divvying up crap, and I ended up getting Halo Reach, and I beat it, and it was an okay campaign. It was all right. So I'm playing that. Playing Pokemon, getting ready for my Pokemon White copy, which is shipped today, so I'm excited to start playing that. I'm planning my team since I have to know all their attacks, since I'm not going to be able to read them.
That's what you have Shuki for. He can read them to you.
No. I'll just take a picture of everything that comes across the screen and have him translate it. But yeah.
No, you might get a letter.
A letter? Oh.
You start taking pictures.
It's true. But yeah, so I'm excited to get that game. So I've been playing a little Pokemon and Halo to ease the pain of waiting for my Pokemon White copy to get here. And that's about all. Just a huge ass shot of Zekrom.
Yeah, that we can't show you. And, So
what's been up with our local happy man, like brightest thing of sunshine to hit Florida or whatever? I don't know. I had a joke there somewhere. And
he's just got like the entire sun's worth of sunshine just right down on his fucking face.
He's been so positive. I haven't even been able to handle it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Absolutely nothing's been happening with me. I posted my reviews of the Candroids and... Taco Candroid got revenue share, and I was excited because it's Taco. And I was playing with my O scanner, and I got it to say two of the dinosaurs and gorilla, and I got it to say Chach, and
I got it's Chach, I swear.
I think I got to say double, but I wouldn't know because somebody over here was so excited about hearing Chach.
I don't know who that was.
That they drowned out the sound for everyone else to hear. And, I'd say a bunch of cool stuff. Apparently, for any of those interested, Taco Candroid cell metal is the key to the dinosaurs. So,
that's actually what killed the dinosaurs.
No, that was you Octopuses. Trashing yourself at night.
Yeah, because he went to the past and started doing that, and the dinosaurs died. I saw it. It's on Discovery Channel.
I did too. And let's see. I think that's pretty much it. That's just that's about it for me. Didn't do much else.
Most eventful what's ups ever. I made my belt say stuff.
Yeah, do you got nothing going on with me? Just a lot of happiness and joy in my life, you know. Happiness and joy. So let's move us along to the news segment.
What news?
Oh, fuck.
I don't know, fuck. This actually just happened today. Actually, a lot of this just happened today. We started the day with only one news story, so be thankful.
We managed to get two more. Yay.
Figuro magazine, I think, is where they scan this from. Has pictures of the prototype for... Well, it's a painted prototype. It's really pretty. For Tatoba O's figure art. It is sleek and sexy, and I want it.
Although the poser is not very talented. He pulled his legs all the way down to make it look bad in the leg department, so we get a bunch of bitches complaining on HDU.
Are people actually bitching? Or?
I don't know, but I just assume there's going to be one person.
Like, I was the first person to comment on it just to... tell everyone that the legs aren't going to be like that.
Just immediately, calm down. Remain calm. This was not done by the poser from the back of the figure arts boxes. He is a talented composer. Haha.
Composer.
But yeah, it looks nice. It looks shiny. The metal, the belt's all detailed. And
the metals are all detailed.
We have to wait till fucking February again.
Yeah, I was hoping they'd do it earlier this time around, but...
I was hoping they get their shit together. Well, and then they're going to have all this time, and O's legs are going to be loose like a hooker, just like Doubles. And it made me mad. They're like, oh, we're not going to make a Double figure art for, like, 6 months after the series debuts, and we're going to have horrible quality control. What? Double's not that hard to do either. He's, like, really simple.
Just like Wheelchair's girlfriend.
Man.
I'm excited about the Wolverine claws.
I'm Wolverine!
Wolverine!
I want to get some of those, like, Wolverine, like, movie claws and paint them, like, Tatoba colors. It'd be funny.
Yep.
Halloween costume.
Okay.
Yeah.
He comes with the metal Jalibur.
He does.
That's also painted all pretty.
And it's a sword?
As opposed to what?
I don't know. I'm just trying to stretch this out.
Okay.
It's a sword, and it has useless metals in it that you can get in a candy toy set.
So, okay. So how many figures do you think we're getting?
Just the main forms.
I'd hope only the main forms.
I think just the main forms, with the revelation that there's, you know, like a reptile and a dinosaur and a ocean form or fish, whatever.
Probably a second ride or somewhere.
Like, before when there was only the four, I was a little concerned. But since there's more O's base forms and probably a final form and then another rider and movie riders, I don't think they'll go crazy.
Yeah, because I don't think any of the forms actually matter for anything.
They really don't.
Yeah, they don't.
Like, he just kind of flip flops things whenever he feels like it.
I mean, Tatoba matters, and the pure color forms matter. And
I think it only counts as a form if it has a song.
Things like Takakiri Ba or Takatora Ta, I don't think they care. Like, they matter all that much. They're just there to swap parts and look cool. Like, they're not there to actually have a real purpose in the show. Like, I mean, Doubles forms did stuff and were useful. These are just you know, body swapping.
So I don't think they'll go too crazy. Hopefully. Come back in 3 weeks. Fuck.
Yeah.
Like, they like show the prototypes for like every form.
I mean, like, well, the rest of the toy line though is only going Tatoba and then the pure forms, the vinyls, the OCC. So hopefully the figure arts will do the same thing.
Yeah, and the OCCs you can mix and match to your heart content. So I'm only getting my Buster Beetleborg for the joke.
Yeah.
And because he's awesome.
Yeah, he's the white, gray, and black Buster Beetleborg.
Indeed. Dude, he is.
Like, I want to know what the other forms look like. I'm impatient.
You mean the blue, purple, and orange? Yeah.
Someone leak those.
Now.
Do it.
So we have news. Do it now. Yeah,
please. All we have to talk about is water and shit now.
Water and shit now?
Oh, that sounded gross. Now we're just talking about toilets.
I don't know.
There was a joke there somewhere. I'm rusty. I don't know, honestly.
I don't even know what's going on anymore. Where am I?
I don't know.
Fuck.
Honestly.
Aren't you next to me? What are we doing?
We're in the same bed together.
Yeah, we're all just slugging. Shark put it just in a giant, like, meat sack or something like that. A giant blob of flesh or something. And it just makes them hot, I guess.
Then whose hand is that? Because it's a little uncomfortable.
No, that's me. Sorry.
Okay.
Wheelchair, get the fuck out of here. Security. Security is Rider Zero.
He comes in wearing a Kiva belt and scares off the neighborhood children.
Can I play with that? No.
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 You guys suck.
Well, obviously.
We have a raptor in Jurassic Park. Right. You ruined it. I was going to make the reference.
I don't know, fuck.
I said, like, raptors, because I got confused because your voice was blending with mine. And I thought we did the fusion dance for a second, and I was confused.
Let's just move on.
Move on.
Yes. Let's get down to business.
Yeah.
To defeat the Dawson Rider. Oh, wait.
No! The Dawson Rider. I don't even have a voiceover. Childhood memories.
So we are moving along. Nudge.
Wait, hold on. I'm trying to load it up.
I'm trying to get it up.
Hold on. Okay. Oh, here we go.
Oh, I forgot to say I got Politoed.
Oh, he got Politoed. We also forgot to go over the Pokemon, jackasses. So we'll have to do it after the news, I guess.
We're going to do that after the news.
I thought we were going to do it before, so everyone's on the wrong page. Whatever. Let's just finish this. Okay, next. Now that I finally got it up, I'm ready. Let's start the scene.
Sorry.
Okay.
But, oh, that's what I always use to get it up. Just look at Politoed. Anyway, so we got more... Kamen Rider Double and O featuring Skull Movie Tyson info.
Yay. Okay.
So, let me see. Where should I start? We already knew the title. Wait. Pause for edit. This says rumors. Isn't this shit confirmed?
I didn't know what word to put.
Okay, so this is confirmed, though.
I guess. I don't know, fuck.
This is, okay, our crack team of experts has gotten on this, and this could be a rumor, this could be real, I don't know, fuck. So, what is this about? Double Spruce, the first writer worked 10 years as part of a 10th anniversary project.
I don't know,
fuck. Okay. Okay, the two big writers. Okay, we're going to learn more about Skull's backstory, we already knew about this. Let's see what else we're gonna do. Something about medals. Oh yeah, a mummy named Oda Nobunaga.
I don't know. Fuck.
I'm just gonna call him Imhotep.
Nobunaga. A mummy called he's a fucking
Lord Norinaga.
Imhotep is gonna be resurrected through the power of O's medal. Imhotep is from the mummy.
Nobunaga.
It's Lord Norinaga.
He is going to be resurrected through power of medals because he's like, oh my god, I have to buy these, and then he's resurrected.
Then he found the time scepter.
Okay, O's and Double must fight together in CG to destroy him. Okay, so now Akiko is having marriage blues because apparently she's marrying Terori, and she realized she's marrying a total douche, and she thinks that he's dabbling with the same sex. So they're going to be on Oprah in about 10 years.
Then he realized he's marrying a dolphin.
He was off having secret affairs. They went in the house and they're playing fantasy baseball. Anyway. So they're having marriage blues. So Shoto and Philip head off to fight the Terra Odon Yummy. And they're like, what the fuck's a yummy? We're supposed to be fighting Dopants. He has the powers of the memory. And it gives us a glimpse into Skull's past. And we already knew we were going to see his story. How did he become Skull? Yeah, it's going to be awesome. We'll be all, memory! Yeah, anyway. So then on the O side... A body wearing armor, the mummy, is discovered. Something about an experiment turns the mummy into a homunculus, an android, whatever. I can't read today.
You're illiterate.
Goidcock. So Edgy meets him and realizes he's trouble. I'm trying not to read this too much because last time I had accused of reading it. Whatever. He's filled with desire for revenge. Nobunaga. Whatever.
Nobunaga. Jesus Christ.
Nobunaga.
He's a famous Japanese warlord. You should know who this guy is.
I didn't
he's
study
Lord
Japanese.
Nobunaga. I'm an American. The time scepter.
I hate you people.
He traded guns for gold.
About talking to Sensei, Epic Heroes reference. Okay, so now we got Ubi Taisen Core, whatever that means. A huge Kamen Rider with a frightening body using the powers of past Kamen Rider appears. He introduces himself as Kamen Rider Decade. I mean, Kamen Rider Core. And begins to use his hateful power. He just goes around, I hate you, I hate you. And then, stop the power, double riders face off against the core of the Earth. Double and O is up a fierce fight against them. They're all... And they use their overwhelming might against Earth's magma. Their core source exists. And then we have staff and shit. And there actually isn't a whole lot really new here other than about the enemies and the fact that Terui probably is going to be in the movie unless like she's just mad because he ran off to go be with his gay lover. That's why he's not in the movie.
Also, for anyone curious, apparently Double's part is being written by Double's main writer and then O's is being written by Inoue.
Inoue, whatever that means. Is that
the
right?
Yeah, that made like the second half of Hibiki supposedly suck, and the second
and
half
Decade.
Of Decade suck, and
second half of Decade. I didn't like change writers in Decade. I thought they just brought a new guy in off the street every day.
No, like Inoue did like the Nega World and the End World.
Oh,
and that's when the story just kind of went all to hell.
With the Gestapo and shit. Okay.
Like he kind of had a story going, and then it just went.
Well,
and then the teeth came in.
Well, I mean, the second half of Hibiki didn't suck. It's just something about doctors and Brock and Chansey.
People just
I don't
didn't
know.
Like it because they don't like me.
What the fuck was that?
I mean, DK, I don't know. Fuck.
I don't know. But yeah, I don't know. Fuck. So that's the latest on the movie right now. I don't know. Fuck. Something's happening. We're gonna find out about Skull. Akiko's getting married to a total douche, and they should not make a memory of him.
Nope.
That's all I got.
I think the memory is going to be in the Dopant set.
No, they're going to make nice. They're going to make Complete Selection 2 with all the memories again and the memory.
I just got a message saying since you don't like the Discalion Ultimatrix, can I have it please? Response: hell no. Step off.
This is my man. Oh.
Step og. Sorry. All right, so that's about it.
My man.
We'll update you more as the news breaks.
Thumbs
hopefully
up.
Hopefully soon.
Thumbs up. I think we have more to talk about.
It can't be worse than Movie Tyson 2010.
At the very least, we can at least watch the double half and then just ignore the rest.
Yeah,
like,
I
Decade
guess.
Is nowhere to be found except for Core.
He'll probably show up at some point. Like, oh, what world is this? I'm like, get the fuck out of here before you ruin everything.
Oh, what world is this? He gets shot.
And at least they can, like, bring back Skull by showing his backstory, and they don't have to bring in, like, DK Universe Skull and shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just kind of sound like a little bit of a mess of a story, but I don't know. It'll just be entertainment, and we'll get to see Double again. Double can show O's how it's done, like... Yeah, I have my own clothing line. What do you have? Fucking underwear.
But I don't know. It won't be too bad. I'm hoping. I mean, O's is cool. Double's cool. There'll be some form changing, maybe some dinosaur action. That'd be great.
This giant rider will be exclusive figure art.
Your mother.
I don't know.
My mom's not exclusive figure. Arc. Arc,
arc. Arc. Arf, arf.
Okay, let me see something.
Mineral water!
Okay, yeah, no, that's mentioned. There's Kamen Rider Mineral Water.
Kamen Rider Mineral Water.
They have Ichigo, Nigo,
it's like the
Amazon.
Common cider. Oh, there goes my scissors. It's like common cider, except in a
yeah, scissors dies
like
quickly all the time, doesn't he?
Like that, he does.
No, we heard about Ghost. We're gonna talk about Ghost Agers, so he got his scissors out.
slice. Yeah, it looks just like common cider, except it's in a bottle and it's kind of shaped like their bodies and.
I feel kind of like, weird drinking water out of a man's chest.
yeah.
And
maybe you're feeling weird about that.
All the minerals required to give you a rider kick.
Turns into a shocker soldier. Where's that shit about Kiryu Mizushima? Where is it? Okay, we talk about this?
Sure, let's talk about that too.
Well, someone else go. Because I can't pronounce names very well today, so I don't want to.
Ghost Ager. Okay. Do you want me to talk about it?
Yeah, sure. You go talk about Tendo Soji.
All right.
Speak perfect English and send chills down your spine.
So my boy here, right? Tendo Soji, Hiro Mizushima, with all his I walk in the path of heavenness. His cool guy self. Apparently,
little male hair.
He's leaving his acting agency, and he wants to focus on writing so he can be a writer. I mean, I don't know, man.
You should write the Kabuto adaptation here.
Adaptation? What the fuck? Adaptation.
Apparently, it says here that he dubbed Bruce Banner in the Hulk, Incredible Hulk movie. That was pretty cool. And he looks like kind of similar as he used to do from a couple of years ago when he was in Kabuto, but different because, I mean, his hair is a little different. He's got that that Asian man facial hair.
Quote unquote team up hair.
Yeah. He's got team up hair, and he's got that little Asian man facial hair thing going. So.
Yeah, I've seen that little video clip from when they were making the movie. He speaks like perfect English, like no, he can like completely obliterate his Japanese accent, and he just speaks perfect English.
Well, I heard it in one episode. I just watched an episode, and he just went from like Japanese man to just like,
oh,
look,
was
I'm.
Is that when they were talking about Stronger at the end?
Yeah. Yeah, or something. And he just obliterated. Like he just got a different voice.
What episode is this? I don't remember this.
I forgot which one. It was at the very end when they were doing the Rider.
The Kamen Rider file. It was 25 or 26.
Okay, I'll have to find it because I haven't seen that in a little over a year.
He's
so.
Well, if he's the stronger, then I'm the strongest. But he said stronger and strongest in English.
Yeah, because he's got he can go the super deep thick Japanese badass man to a regular man. I mean, that makes it sound regular. But I mean like a regular accent. Like it's not even when Japanese people speak English and you can hear their accent and they can't have L's and shit. But he actually he was a completely different person. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was
I'd love to see him play Kabuto here if they ever did it. That'd be hilarious.
That would be the best thing ever. Oh my god.
Would be. He could just dub himself. That'd be hilarious. Alright, so now let me grab my pillow so you can talk about Ghost Ager.
Alright.
Hold on, Ghost Ager correspondent. Give me something to live for.
Someone needs something to live for.
Man!
That's our Jedi, man. He's so positive.
He's so positive.
He thinks he's so positive.
Oh, God. So we have... it's the most I've laughed in a month.
And oh my god, man. You needed to get past that.
So we have some summaries to see Duke Mom some things about Ghost Ager coming up. It says the Matrix and RoboCop have had their names Ghost Agerified for the villain group, which means the next bunch of movies is gonna be sci-fi movies of the robot genre. The bad guys are called the Metrintis?
I don't really know how to pronounce this.
I don't know. Fuck.
Empire, which seems to be formed from taking Matrix and Atlantis and putting it together.
Those are two similar movies.
Well,
I think it means Atlantis like the underwater city, you douche.
I know. What does that have to do with the Matrix?
Because those are sci-fi movies that were involve technology.
Whatever.
That's our naming gimmick. God damn it.
Whatever. Keep going.
You're so stupid.
You're tearing apart the one decent thing about Ghost Ager is their naming schematics.
Yeah, and it says the info mentions a girl named Alice, possibly from Ghost Akai. And apparently Master Head is going to sacrifice himself to defeat the Yermajus.
Alita's going to shatter his energy tube.
It says after Master had sacrificed, a new master might be chosen. It's either going to be Ghost Knight or Ghost Ultimate. There's also a chance that Robogog, which is a combination of RoboCop and Demagog, is Blade Runner. And Dukemon here thinks that Ghost Ager might in some ways be a nod to the Power Rangers, since a couple episodes ago we had a bunch of people all zombified going to walk off a cliff, and we have a bodiless master going to sacrifice himself. Plus, we can't all forget our robotic helper guy, you know.
I can actually see that because season one of PR and Ghost Ager suck about equally.
Yeah. It was a perfect nod. How do we make a nod to Power Rangers? Let's make a shitty show. Awesome. Nothing that all Power Rangers is bad, just MMPR Season 1.
There's some scans, too, except I have no idea what's in them.
Yeah, as I'm about to go through. So we have some scans. One scan here shows the Ghost Sagers and Ghost Sage Knight holding up. They're holding up the balls or something, blasting something. I don't know. And blast stuff. The next picture has the end of the blast, and it has a picture as Nozomu holding up a picture of Ghost Sage Knight to Ghost Sage Knight. Appears he's a better artist than Alata. Then we have a picture of showing Gosei Great with like a bow and arrow, all like Seiku Impulse style, riding on Gosei Ultimate, like a hoverboard or something, which I guess that's kind of cool. Shooting at some kind of like battleship, or I don't know what that is.
I don't know, fuck.
Yeah, something like that. And then we have, I guess it's the other part of that page at the top. It shows a lot of fighting for the monster thing. And it shows these two. It shows an underwater like base city type thing, and these two villains who I guess are gonna go with this new group. I don't know really their names. I just see one's like this white dude and one's a chick. And so people are all like,
"Is that about the gym leaders in black and white?"
No.
White dude and a chick. God.
But like these people are going all like hard in their pants because they got a female villain now. So. You know, whatevs. I don't really care. But, so that's about it for this. People want to talk, go right ahead, because, yeah.
I don't know fuck.
What he said.
All right, then. Awesome, bro. I didn't get to, like, go to you. I just got what he said.
I mean, like I said before, I really dig the naming scheme that Ghost Sagers use so far. With the sci-fi movies and everything. So, I mean, I'm glad that they aren't stopping that because they're still doing... I don't know, whatever.
Yeah,
I don't even know what I'm doing.
I'm glad that they're still doing it. And I don't really have anything else to say because... I don't know, fuck.
Yeah, I just don't really care anymore. Like, I stopped caring about Ghost Sager around episode 2? 3, maybe? Halfway through the pilot? I don't know, like, I just don't really care that much. Like, I just want it to be done. Like, the best thing that comes out of this is the fact that we're starting to wind down. I don't know. And then we're going to go into more shit, and then we're just all going to quit and just do Riders.
That's pretty much the path I'm going right now.
That's the journey we're taking.
I'm pretty much going to start focusing on some older Sentai stuff and trying to watch that, because that's where the action is.
Yeah, before they were like, oh, this is just a pre-toy commercial for Kamen Rider. We'll just focus on manly stuff like Kamen Rider and Pokemon.
Like, that's why I don't have much faith in Gokaiger right now, because, I mean, it kind of started with Goanger, and then Shinkenger was still good, but there was still a lot of, like, toy push in it. And then Ghost Sager just like, I don't know what a story is, fuck. Here's the toy commercial. And, I mean, like, Gokaiger with the whole anniversary thing, going back and visiting, like, old powers and everything.
Yeah.
It's basically, like, decade level of toy commercial. Here's a bunch of old shit. Buy it.
I don't remember if I said this on a podcast, but I was saying how I thought it'd be funny if how, like, you know, everyone's always saying before, like, oh, Sentai's so much better than Power Rangers. Just don't even watch Power Rangers anymore. Go watch Sentai. If, like, now it's going to be the opposite, and Power Rangers is going to be better than Sentai. That'd be hilarious.
I think the American adaption of Ghost Sager can't be as bad as Ghost Sager.
Yeah, it can't be. Like, with the way Saban operates.
Particularly like with it being such a nod to PR, at least according to Dukemon, and like his analogies I totally believe in.
All hail the Dukemon. Can do
a whole bunch of shit with that if you wanted to.
Eltar Rangers. I've been saying that since episode whatever this was.
Yeah, because I'm the one that told you.
I know, but whatever. No, I talked about something. You stole it. I don't know. Fuck.
You were touching me the other day, okay?
No, I wasn't.
Then who was that?
Wheelchair, we established this. Rider Zero escorted him from the building.
Maybe it was yes. Rider Zero.
Oh.
We had to talk to him about that. Anyway, but that would be that'd be kind of funny, and I'd kind of like it if Power Rangers was better than Sentai, because then I could buy the lesser expensive toys here and don't have to worry about it. And just,
like,
yeah.
I wish we knew something about Shinkenger's toy line right now, because I really want to know if they're using the DX Mecha.
Yeah, I went to Walmart today and I saw the MMPR shit. I'm like, isn't this done yet? I want Shinkenger stuff.
Because, I mean, if they are, then then I can get like the cheaper American versions of the Gosei.
Even if they do like an RPM-ish style for Gosei Drive, I'd be fine with that, since I don't really care for the Mech.
The reason I don't think they will is because like Gosei Great and stuff don't have electronics.
Yeah,
and I mean Gosei Great already is pretty small.
Yeah.
So. Well, we'll find out, but yeah, let's just see how Shinkenger's adaptation is. Like, I kind of want to get through it because it basically sounds like it's just going to be Shinkenger with Bulk and Skull. So I just want to get through it so we can see what the Ghost Sager is going to be like. Like, someone has to.
I just want to see something worthwhile using the Ghost Sager, like, designs and stuff.
I know, they have such good designs, at least for the suits, but whatever. What were we even talking about before? Oh, yeah, the Ghost Sager rumors. I forgot this main topic that we started with.
We have a topic?
I don't know, fuck.
Oh, God.
So. Now we're. Wait, is that all? Yeah, that's all the news. So yeah, now we're going to talk about something
on the news.
Completely on topic, totally about this podcast, Pokemon. They're just like boobs. They're made for children, but men still enjoy them.
What? I suddenly woke up.
He's like, what? Boobs?
I haven't seen those in so long.
God damn it, man.
It's not my fault. Well, kind of is, but not really.
You should get past that, because no ass is worth thinking that much about, I always say.
Oh, God.
I don't even know where I am anymore.
So, yeah, in the wake of, like, no news, these new Pokemon came out for the fifth generation, and we're all Pokemon fans, so we felt the need to discuss this. So if you're not a Pokemon fan, first of all, weed cock. And then second of all, you can just skip this chapter, because we're going to talk about the new designs.
Because we like most of them.
Yeah, except for the dark fighting. Anyway,
which is Shuki's favorite.
Well, there is about it. It's about half and half. Half crap, half cool. But it's Pokemon. There's five generations, but we love and hate some parts of them all. That was deep. Anyway, deep, so should we just start from the top, I guess?
We can start with the starters and work our way from there.
Technically, Victini's first, though. Yeah.
I love Victini.
Victini's made of Win.
Oh, so God, like, yes.
V, and I'm like, aw.
He's like the Mew of this generation. He's fire psychic, and he's cool, and I like him. I can't wait to get him. I want his plush so I can hug it.
The Liberty ticket download's out already, isn't it?
I thought so.
Can we get that?
Yeah.
Yes! Now I'm happy, so okay. So
you can have a number zero that won't break your game.
Yeah.
Victini, like, fucks up your computer.
I remember that guy at that was like a Mew download, and he used Ruby to get Mew, and he hadn't unlocked the National Pokedex yet, and he was complaining that they broke his game. He's telling everyone in line not to get it because it screws up your Pokedex. And some guy said, "You idiot, you didn't get the National Dex yet," and just like shoved the Game Boy back in his face. It's fantastic.
That's great.
Anyway.
Remember when I got my Mew at the Toys R Us, there was this chick there, and she didn't have the National Dex, and so she couldn't get it, and she was, like, sad. She just left all sad and, like, hanging her head down, and I felt bad.
Okay.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Sorry.
So, we've seen the first part of the starters already, the first evolution. So, we got Saja, which is a grass snake. I always liked his first stage. It looked okay to me.
Oh, yeah, he's cool. We have Pokaboo, the little fire pig, and he's adorable.
Yeah, Pokaboo's awesome. And then Mijimaru, who was really ugly at first, but he's kind of grown on me since seeing his anime version.
He's super grown on me.
Like at first, we're all like, oh, God, it's Piplup Redux. And then now we're like, oh, he's adorable and awesome.
Yeah, he kind of is cool. Like, he's almost my favorite of the first three now, almost. I don't know. He's just all, me too.
Pokaboo's still my favorite, but little water guy is...
I think it was just the first picture. Like, he looked so sad.
Yeah, Sprite looks like he wants
like,
to cry.
Yeah, even the Sprite, but like in the anime,
Sprite,
it looks
like,
nice.
Jedimon.
I knew it was coming. That is my exact emotions right now. It's I'm Mijimaru. He's my new best friend now.
Okay. So then we got leaks of the evolutions, and there was a controversy over them being fake and just giant confusion, and I was hoping they were fake, and then they weren't, and then they sort of grew on me, and whatever. We'll make the best of it.
I'm okay with most of them.
Yeah, like the grass's second
like
one looks
all
okay.
Of them except Like, I don't really like any of the grass line.
Like, the grass, they look okay to me. Like, I don't really care for it, but, I mean, it doesn't look bad. I didn't really like Pokaboo's second one until, like, we got the anime picture. It looks a little bit better.
Because he looks all like Porky Pig, yeah, like some like human growth hormone.
But once we got the anime art for it, like, he looked better because they made him look more badass. And the third stage has grown on me. It looks cool.
Even if it does have, like, Rhyperior arms.
Yeah, we're just kind of, like, miffed that it's firefighting again.
Yeah, that really irritated me, because we did that twice before with Hoenn and Sinnoh, and now we've got this a third time, and it's like, really? You couldn't get creative?
And then, okay, so Mijimaru, his second stage looks cool. I really like it. It's all
yeah, especially after seeing the anime part. It makes it, like, a thousand times cooler.
And his third stage is still Narwhal.
Narwhal, Star Wars.
It's supposed to be, like, a samurai. We'll try to find where his mouth is. We'll figure it out eventually.
Yeah.
I don't really care for the chipmunk thing all that much, either stage.
I hate it.
It's kind of funny looking to me. Like, it's just...
I don't care. I hate it.
Okay. Obviously, all right,
then.
Cute!
This one. Oh, yeah. Oh, this is just pure cute. The Yorkie is adorable. I want its plush, and I want to catch it and name it cute. It's just...
It's adorable.
If you look up the definition of cute, it just says this Pokemon.
And then its evolution is like one of the dogs in Lady and the Tramp.
It is. I didn't even think about that. The second one, like, I don't really care for the third evolution. Brian, damn it!
Too
fucking names. Gotta bleep that out. The little dark cat always looked okay to me. I think it's cool that it evolves into the leopard. It's just too bad it doesn't have better stats.
I didn't look at the stats. Why the stats are
like,
bad?
I don't particularly like the coloring.
Mm-hmm.
Only because like the base form is like kind of a white and purple, and then it's all like bam orange. I'm like. Eh.
It'd be kind of cool if they had, like, a male and female, and the male was, like, black.
That'd be
cool. Yeah.
That would've been cool. And then we have these... Go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say, it's like having, like, Poochyena having Poochyena and also having, like, Zigzagoon, how we had, like, a normal type, and we had, like, this little dark type thing to catch.
Yeah. And the little chipmunks also, like, it's the new Raticate, Rattata slash... Centret,
and yeah, all that stuff.
Yeah. So, and then we have
the monkeys.
The monkeys are made of Lynn also.
Oh my god, I love the monkeys. Like,
stages.
I don't like the blue one.
Yeah, I think it'll look better if he opens his eyes.
I love the blue one. Screw you, people.
I like the green one.
He's the worst of the three, though. Obviously,
the green one's got like super hair.
He's broccoli head.
He's all like thumbs up.
And their evolutions, okay, the second one is okay for green. The fire one looks like a dumbass. I don't like blues at all. It looks like someone named Aunt Jemima. I don't know.
The blue one looks like something out of like Jamaica, like a Bob Marley video, like gone bad. Like.
Yeah, I don't know what they were thinking. It could have made him look cooler. Okay, let's see. We got this little pink puff thing, which I never really cared for. I mean,
yeah, the pig psychic thing, I can just go die.
It evolves into a sleeping Pokemon that expels gas.
And it does it through a moonstone, which that doesn't even make sense to me.
That's weird. It's a psychic type. Whatever.
Yeah.
And then we have the obvious bird, which...
is obvious. And
yeah, it's obvious, and it evolves into a powerful bird that Ash will be using, so...
Supposedly powerful bird.
Yeah, he looks okay.
I guess.
The third one kind of looks like a ninja bird. Like, I feel like he's British and he's a ninja. I don't know. And then there's a female counterpart, which looks like a rooster.
I thought it was the male.
Is it? I thought the male was the one we're looking at, or I'm looking at right now, that's got the blue. The blue, like, ninja cloak.
What are you looking at?
I'm looking at just a giant picture of all of them. Like, together.
Oh. Okay.
Anyway, okay, there's a male and a female. We'll sort this out later. Figure out.
Oh, fuck.
I don't know. Fuck.
We have to look at the parts. That's all.
Okay. I can only look. No, can't see it under there. Anyway.
Zebra.
Yeah, the zebra's cool.
Yeah, I like the zebra. I'm probably using the zebra.
Yeah, he evolves into badass zebra.
Oh, it's epic zebra. That's what that is. That's epic zebra. Win zebra.
That's what I'm gonna name mine. Just epic zebra. And then we have Chromastone and his pre-evolutions. Which, the first one is just a dot, let's face it. It's just a rock that got chipped.
Also known as Geodude Redux.
Yeah, and the third stage is so Chromastone. I'm naming it that. I'm not going to use it, but I'm naming it that.
I'm probably going to use it. It's like the exact evolution method, too. Like, level 25 and then trade. Like, it's like, really? How creative.
Are you serious, my boy? And then we got the new Zubat, which is apparently a pig bat with a heart-shaped pig nose.
Yeah.
And so we're going to be expecting to see a lot of these two in the caves. so we can have new Facebook groups. Fuck off. Insert English name here.
Thing.
And then we have Drimojamon. Yeah, he's all Drimojamon. He looks okay. He looks
like
a Pokemon.
Give me a hug, and then the second one's like, I'm a Cody.
Because if you give me a hug, I'll stab you. And then we have one of the Pokemon I actually know the name of, Tabune, who's Chansey's replacement in the issue region.
Yeah.
Ash goes in the Pokemon Center. Can you heal my Pokemon? Who the fuck are you? You're not Joy. Where's Chansey? And then he just faints. And they're like, oh, your Pokemon are healed. Thanks. I don't like
Boss. Then we have Machop Redux. Machop holding a wood plank.
Machop's cool, and this guy's not. First one's got, like, vein problems. The second one's just a meat sack. And the third one, the description says the clown nose is no longer funny. Bullshit. That is a funny clown nose. You know what I have to say to you, clown nose? Ha! So it looks dumb. Really dumb.
And he has the same freaking evolution with level 25 and then level 25 and then trade. So it's like, yay, we just keep doing the same bullshit over again.
So, and then we have more bullshit, which is Politoed Redux, which is a tadpole, which the first one looks adorable. The second one looks like a dumbass. And the third one looks like a warthead.
Second one looks kind of like Wheezy from Toy Story.
It does. Like, that's Wheezy after, like, he gets fungified.
It's like, Wheezy with a tumor. Dumb.
Like, it goes from adorable to, like, and, like, just a toad. Like, well, it's just, like, he just looks so dumb. I just, like, you're so dumb. You are really dumb. I think I'll just catch one and name it So Dumb. So Dumb. So... I don't think I could fit all that, though. And then we got, what is it, Elmon Grover?
Yeah, Elmon Grover.
Elmon Grover.
The two fighters, they're like, bitch, we're Pokemon with clothes.
It's Hitmonchan and Hitmonlee, except one's fat and one's thin.
It's Pokemon Skull.
Is it? Oh, we got names for these now. Awesome.
You're going to go with Elmon Grover.
I guess we're going with Pokemon Skull.
Well, one of us will name it Pokemon Skull, one of them will name him Elvin. We'll just name him Elvin and Grobin. I don't know.
Elvin and Grover.
I don't know, fuck. Okay, so then we got this Wormmon. It's a Wormmon that evolved to... This isn't Stingmon, what the fuck?
He evolves into someone that's really cold.
Like, I like the first stage when it was released, and then the second stage is like... And then the third stage is like, whatevs, I'm not cool anymore.
Yeah.
Death bug.
Oh yeah, and it's just like, oh, I look like I might go to Team Rocket.
He also gets cold.
Yeah, he gets cold, he hibernates, and then he comes out of Centipede or an Earwig. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, is this supposed to be a cloud, like a grass cloud?
It's like a grass cloud. Like it,
and then it evolves into the gingerbread man from Shrek with like an afro. Or the gingerbread man's grandmother. Ginger mother grand. Except grandmother.
And then we have that little plant that you pull up in Mario Brothers 2.
Oh. I didn't even think about that. And then it's like the new Oddish without three stages.
Yeah, and it turns into like plant princess. Like, it's got a crown and everything.
And then we have the grumpy fish. I feel like he's a really old Goldeen. Like, he's like, when I was your age, there was only 150 Pokemon. That's in the issue region. There's 156. There's a million everywhere else.
Yeah.
And then the alligator crocodile thing is completely awesome.
It evolves into Wally Gator. And then it evolves into what are those things called? A Donkey Kong Country.
Yeah, the Kremlings.
Kremlin. It evolves into a Kremling.
It's just exactly
what he looks like.
But it's an awesome Pokemon.
Like, I'm definitely using this. Like, it's so cool.
Like, okay. The way my tentative team right now is, I probably won't get to use them, but I'm definitely going to use them in the American one.
Yeah.
Why aren't you going to get to use them?
Well, I want to use the Robit.
I also realized that with my team, I have to look up when you can find these people in the game.
Oh, yeah, I should probably do that, too, realize.
I'll work on it this week.
Wait, what's the ground thing you're using?
The Robot.
Oh, okay, yeah.
God,
yeah.
Spoilers.
Spoiler alert! Okay. Then we have, like, this little dancing monkey thing.
Yeah, it's supposed to, like, the first stage still vaguely reminds me of an owl. Like, but yeah, he looks okay. I like the second stage a lot.
It turns into an angry monkey.
At some point in my four versions.
And then it has a special form where...
it's fire psychic?
It's fire psychic and it's blue, and it's like this... What happens is it's an ability called Daruma Mode, and it special ones have it, and you catch it like this, and when its HP gets under half, it's just a fire psychic, and it goes into like, it like curls up in like a little statue thing, and it's all blue, and yeah, I don't know.
I'm using him. He's awesome.
you know, I'll probably use them in one of the versions I use Mijimaru in. Because I'll have, like, black, white, Japanese white, and then gray. So I'll have plenty of time.
Yeah. Yeah, I might use him. I don't know. I'm definitely using the monkeys, though. I want to use monkeys because they look cool. But in any case, then we have a mariachi cactus.
I feel like that should, if they were doing it, it would be a female evolution of Cacnea. Too bad they're not doing it.
Yeah.
And then this little crab thing, which looks whatever, and then a dumb shit, like, crab with a rock on his back. Like, oh, look, I'm geological. Geological. I don't know, fuck.
And then we have Shuki's two favorites.
Yeah, this is probably Shuki's favorite Pokemon ever. He's already printed pictures up, and he's got pins of them, t-shirts, posters. He's licking the screen as we speak.
Ew.
No comment. Okay, so that's his favorite Pokemon, this dark fighting.
I hate this fucking thing.
Tell the story when he saw it. Tell the story.
I'll tell the story. Okay, we were scrolling through this talking about him, and so we get to this thing, and I'm like, I hate this fucking thing. He's dumb. I hate him. And then, like, later on, him and Rider Zero were talking, and I was scrolling through him again, and I see him, like, I will destroy you.
Yeah, we were just sitting there talking, like, oh, yeah, and then there was an idiot in the project, and then you're like, I will destroy you, I will get you. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, oh, nothing, I just looked at the dark fighting
He's
type again.
He's just so retarded. This like, is true. Dunsparce was pretty high up on the retard list. I love Dunsparce. But this thing just totally tops, like, all versions of dumb.
Probably his dumbest Pokemon. I mean, dumbest looking Pokemon ever. Ooh. For real. And then we have a Pokemon that we can actually name Nazca.
Yeah, that one's pretty cool.
Yay. And then this pre-evolution do a coffin, which is a face, I think.
It what?
I don't know. Was that pre-evolution to the coffin? The face?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The little face thing. And then it turns into the sarcophagus, which I like. The sarcophagus, it looks pretty cool. Got the little four ghost arms coming out.
And then we have one of the most badass Pokemon ever, this water rock turtle, which is
I love
made
this thing.
Awesome.
This thing
it's
is
one of our
awesome.
Fossils. It reminds me of the turtles from Nemo.
That's awesome.
Like, Jesse's like, dude, what was that guy's name? I'm naming him that. Oh man, I know this. Carter. I feel like his name's Carter.
You want the little kid one?
No, the older one where he's
oh,
like.
Oh, the older one.
He's like, dude. You know, we have
Crush.
All three computers in front of us.
His name is Crush.
Crush?
Yeah.
Cool, that's perfect, because Orange Crush is my favorite soda, so it'll be all dual meaning. Yes!
Don't yeah, I found it now, too.
Crush. Cuckoo-ca-choo. And then we have Rock Parrot. Who's all?
Yeah, the other fossil. It's an Archaeopteryx.
That's fun to say.
It is.
I won't attempt it, though, considering my track record this evening.
Then we have another cool Pokemon, the garbage bag with
eyes.
Yeah,
it's just garbage bag. Like, literally, this Pokemon is garbage. Like, I don't even know.
And then it turns into an even bigger garbage bag. Like,
it's a broken
It's got a mouth
bag.
And eyes.
It's got little ears.
Yeah.
And then we have the Pokemon we've already seen for months, which is the new Lucario.
Zoroark. And then we got the little Chinchilla.
Yeah, the Chinchilla
little,
one.
I've got a little figure of Zoro that Jeff got from the Japanese market. It's adorable. I love it. I want a plush.
Wow, I just had extreme deja vu for whatever reason. Anyway.
And then with a shiny stone, you can turn your chinchilla into a bigger chinchilla with more hair.
I remembered looking at the chinchilla and hearing you tell a story about Jeff buying you a Zorak. Oh, God, that was weird. Anyway. So, the first chinchilla looks okay. The second one just looks kind of ridiculous. It looks like they just, like, colored white around it.
Yeah, it's kind of dumb. I don't like it.
And we have the diva chick. Shukui gets Shukui and Shinobo.
I kill everyone I find.
Why?
Because I hate it.
Why? It's not that bad.
Because it's stupid and I hate it.
It's like a dark Ralts.
I hate it.
Anyway, I get the cool little jelly thing that's a Digimon.
I like
yeah,
that
Yeah, the jelly thing's cool. I like the jelly thing too. I'm thinking about using it.
I'll probably use him in my American game.
Your American
So is your mother. Mm-hmm. Then we have like this little duck thing and he's all blue and he's a duck.
They're just like, yeah, I'm a duck and a swan. Yeah, whatever. And then we have ice cream.
Yeah.
The first one looks kind of cutish, and the second
just a
one
ball,
just
right? And then the second one, yeah, it's a cone and a ball. And then the third one is one cone, two balls.
Yep. It's a joke.
It's gone.
But yeah, I can't believe they made an ice cream Pokemon, really. How is this thing going to battle? Is it just going to bounce around on its tip? Oh, wow, that sounded so
It's probably going to float.
That's a good idea.
It's gonna float through the air and smack you with its balls.
Just like Richo's girlfriend.
Oh, that's gross.
Anyway, then we have the deer's normal grass. The deer looks good, and the evolution's badass, especially like.
Oh my god, I love the evolution. It's like Bambi's dad or whatever.
And it's like, yeah. It's really cool when it's in winter form, but all the other forms are all Lady Gaga. We've already talked about that, I feel like.
Yeah.
And then we have a story about Pachirisu when his parents got killed. He went all angsty and he turned into Pachirisu Batman. Probably end up using that at some point.
Yeah. And then we have this little Kabuto beetle thing, which the way it evolves is by trading it with another one we're going to get to later. And it puts on that one's like metal shell and it becomes like bug steel. Nice. You can totally see like it's the little bug thing wearing a shell and it's kind of cool. It feels like a knight with like javelins and shit.
It was really confusing if you don't know what the evolution is.
Yeah. Yeah, I was confused for quite a long time until I found out how that thing evolved.
Yeah. And then we have the obligatory Pokeball Pokemon for restarting, and apparently it's a mushroom this time, it's just a Pokeball on top of its head.
Then it turns into another, a bigger Pokeball mushroom with Pokeball hands.
Yeah, so the thing looks kind of dumb, I just don't really care for it.
And then, like, this blue octopus thing that turns into a jellyfish.
Yeah, it looked like Shuki said, it looks kind of like male and female rather than an evolution.
Yeah.
And then, oh, it's time to rage. Shuki, are you ready to rage?
So this stupid thing, it's a heart-shaped fish. Oh, God, where do we have this before? Oh, we have it with Love Disc. Oh, it's going to be a Love Disc evolution. It'll be cool, face. No, it's not. It's just another goddamn heart fish.
Another one. Misty's going to get it.
It was bad enough we had one heart-shaped fish. Now we have two. And this one's just stupider because it's got fins and it's all...
So, yeah, because they're not... If you didn't know already, they're not doing evolutions in this game. Because they want it to be a fresh start. Apparently, Issue's, like, so far away from everything else, it's got its own Pokemon.
Yeah.
And then we have Spider Shock.
We do.
And he's all... Wait, he's all... That's kind of distant, but whatever.
No, I got it.
And then we got this, like, a spike ball, which just looks like a security system. Or, like, football prank. Like, go long. Oh, fuck! And it evolves into UFO.
With, like, three little things coming out. It's, like, all weird. I don't know.
That's really whatever. And then we got the gears, which you already seen. And it evolves into just, like, upgrading itself. Like, it's totally dumb.
Yeah, it just adds more gears each time, and it's all weird and stupid.
And then we have sperm. Evolves into a new electric eel, but this, except it's just electric, it's not water. That'd be funny if the Pokemon said sperm, sperm. Like it just said sperm. See me? See me? And then these, like, psychic dudes that are like, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know what those look, alien things or something. I don't know.
They look like alien robotic lava feds.
And then we have this broken Candlemon.
Yeah, we got this little candle thing that turns into a lamp, that turns into a chandelier, and it'll eat your soul or something. I don't know.
Don't do it. And then we have the new Piplup, Kabago.
Yeah, it's going to jump in your hair.
Like a Native American enemy, then kind of a badass dragon. That'd be funny if Ash caught Kabago when it was in her hair. It'd be kind of fun if she didn't already own it. And then we have the polar bear, I think looks cool. Despite
polar bear cub has a runny nose.
Yeah, despite that. If it uses it as a weapon, I'll probably denounce its cuteness.
Man, it turns into a big polar bear, and it's pretty cool. It's got, like, icicle beard.
It's also got a big furry crotch.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes these things just happen.
And I don't know what the hell this thing is. Like, it's a snowflake glalie. But it looks like he's crying or something. I don't know.
If you just look at it, like, quickly, it just looks like an object. Like, you can't even see its face. You have to look for it. Yeah. I need a face. A face. And then you stick your face in cake. And then you're like, hello. Anyway.
So then next we have, like, this little thing. I don't know what the hell it is. It's like a snail type thing, I guess. And this is the thing you trade with the other one to get them to evolve. And it's got, like, this shell. And then this little evolves and the shell goes away. And now it's like a ninja.
Yeah, people are saying it looks like a Kamen Rider or a Power Ranger. It looks more like a half-ass Kamen Rider, like a homemade costume.
Yeah.
Then we have a fish that somebody just stepped on.
And it's electric ground. It's not even a fucking fish. I don't know what the hell that is.
What is that? How does it move? It's just like...
I don't know.
And then we got, like, this thing from Shaolin Showdown.
Looks like Marowak without the bone and the skull.
I like the first evolution. The second one looks like it's a mental patient with a straitjacket.
It does.
The third one doesn't look like, this new dragon doesn't look like a Pokemon at all. It looks like some type of enemy or like a dragon someone creates in one of those like create your own monster games. Like, it doesn't even look like a Pokemon. And then we have
Robit.
Badass.
I love this thing. This one's
I love
one
his
of
chest on the first one. It looks like Green Ranger's chest.
Yeah.
It looks really cool. I like it. And then we have this like badass like dark steel type, which I don't get to use because I got white. But I will.
Wait, that's black only?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He's it looks
like,
really cool.
He's like Metal Man from Mega Man 2.
He's awesome. And then we have Bouffalon, who should have been a Tauros evolution.
Tauros with an afro.
Honestly, yeah. He's actually Tauros from the past in the 70s.
And then we have the eagle guy.
Yeah, who evolves at level 54. Let me say that again. 54.
WTF, so, mate.
And, but like, he looks adorable in his first form, and his second form is badass, so it'll be worth it. But still, 54. Riri.
Yeah, then we have the vulture thing, which also evolves at 54.
Yeah, it evolves after going on Weight Watchers.
I hate that thing so much, and it's the one that I get in my Japanese game.
And then we have, like this fire anteater thing.
Yeah, that doesn't look... It looks like... I don't know.
I find it great that he comes right before the ant.
The giant metal ant. Well, Zangoose and Seviper went together, so...
The metal ant kind of looks like
too. They're probably mortal enemies, except for the fact that the ant has no chance against fire anteater.
Yeah.
Yeah, the metal ant looks like Inferno.
Digivolution to Quagmire.
Oh, God, he does.
And then we have this dragon beetle.
We have the beetle's dragon.
Yeah.
And then it, as it evolves, it gains a head each time. And then finally, the final form can see. And it evolves. All right, now normally these type dragon things, right, they evolve at usually like, 35-ish or 30, and then like 50, 55. No. This thing evolves for the first time at 50, and then for the second time at 64.
Because
that's giggle
time. Are you serious, my boy?
I am indeed serious, my boy.
Oh, God, just like the CS Toys rules. It's a communist nation over there now.
I hate this next one.
Yeah, it's like, I don't really know what to make of that.
It's like a fire bug thing, and it evolves. This one evolves at level 59. Like, what the hell?
Should have evolved at 69. It would have been funnier.
It turns into, like this flowery thing. I don't even know what the hell that is. But after that, we get into our legends, which there's an abundance of them again, because that's how they do Pokemon now.
It's how they roll. That's their shit right there.
Yeah, so we have our first trio.
They look alright to me.
Yeah, I like all their looks. It's just they don't really seem to go together.
Yeah, they're a stationary trio, meaning you go up to them and find them, run around the map. And we have steel fighting, rock fighting, and grass fighting, because those three types go together. And so they're pretty cool. And then we have the first two of our second trio. And the way these work is these two are version exclusives. Put them both in the same game. Well, they run around the map, and you can find them because the weather pattern in that area changes. You get them both in the same game, and then you can get the third one. So first we have the game's first pure flying type.
Which is a complete disappointment. Pure flying should be so bird you can't even handle it. This is the fucking genie.
It's a genie.
Fucking genie.
Tauroneros, and then the other one's electric flying, Boltoros, and I don't mind the designs too much.
I don't like them at all.
They're dumb. Yeah.
They don't look like Pokemon. They look like enemies.
They can
and,
like Mother Earth.
Yeah, and then next we have Reshiram, Zekrom. If you don't know what those look like by now, then you're probably under a rock for the past year. Then we have the third genie, Randross, which has...
He's even stupider. He's got a giant whatever on his face.
Yeah.
A giant whatever?
I don't know what it is. It's just like...
No, that's on his tail, man.
It's a big... I don't care.
It's still dumb.
I don't know if
he's sidetracked
quick. Who gets which flying? Do I get the pure flying or does Shuki?
I have to look. I think the pure flying is black only, but I don't remember.
Okay.
I have to look it up.
Then we have Sobird.
Sobird. It's not a bird though. Like not bird. I'll just name it disappointment or lies.
Then we have the third counterpart to Reshiram, Zekrom, the mascot for what will inevitably be called Pokemon Gray, Kyurem, the Ice Dragon.
The most boring fun you'll ever have. Pokemon Gray version.
Something about it like bothers me compared to Reshiram and Zekrom.
It's better than the dumbass G's.
Okay. The pure flying is indeed black only. The electric flying is indeed white.
Oh, Joe, I can't even name it. Disappointment. We're trading.
Okay.
Okay.
Then after these three, we have our three event exclusives. Carudio is the first one. It's this little, like, unicorn horse thing.
Fourth Musketeer.
It is. Those other three stationary ones are, like, the three Musketeers. This is, like, D'Artagnan, a little, like, dork that, like, follows them around and is like, love me.
Love me.
Love. He's Donald. And just then, doing his little Donald shit. I don't know.
Then we have the normal psychic type, Meloia.
She's dumb. She's just really dumb.
She has another form. This is, like, what is it, like, called her voice form or whatever?
Voice
this is
form and
step form, step, which is normal fighting. So I guess it goes from a singer to a dancer.
Never.
And then we have Genesect, which
this
is the Borg.
Is fucking awesome.
It's like a bug with a giant cannon on its back. It's bug steel.
Genetically altered space ant with a giant cannon on its back.
It's like sharks with laser cannons attached to their heads.
Laser. Can you just shoot them right now? No. I think of them an overly elaborate and easily escapable death. But yeah, so that's all the Pokemon.
That's all 156 of these new bastards that...
Now we need to make a new Pokérap for them.
God.
So yeah, half of them look cool, half of them look weird or dumb. But I'm still excited because I get to play it super early. Compared to at least people here, not compared to the people there. Pretty late compared to people there.
Well, yes.
So I'm excited still. Yeah.
Yep. I mean, I like them. I like a lot of them. I'm thinking about what I'm going to use. I got some ideas in mind. Got some things going on, some plans being made.
Yeah, I have like a notebook to write this shit down because I had to memorize what level shit comes out because it'll be like, learned what? I don't know.
I always have a notebook for this stuff. You can see where I've planned. I planned out the Diamond, Pearl, and Platinum teams and Heart Gold and Soul Silver for like, you know, the longest time. So yeah, I got this stuff going. I'm waiting to see some English names, see some stats, some moves. I haven't really looked at that too much, but... And also see when you get stuff, because that's important,
yeah,
too.
I got to look at that, because I already have, like, the first four members of my team tentatively planned, but if I can't get them until super late, like, I'll probably end up using the generic bird until Wargle comes along.
Yeah, kind of like how when I first saw, like, Heart Gold, Soul Silver, I was like, yes, Houndoom on the team, and then I'm like, wait, Houndoom doesn't come in until Kanto. I got to find something to put in
the
place. Yeah, like, this is dumb.
It is dumb. It's a Johto Pokemon.
So, I don't know. I got to look at some things, see what's going on when, but, It's great. It's great.
So, yeah, Pokemon. You teach me and I'll teach you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So, Shuki, what you want to say about this?
I'm excited. I mean, I'm always excited about new Pokemon. I get to play it early and get lost.
Thanks to me.
Then, I don't know. Fuck. But, I mean, like, half of the designs I really hate, half of them I really love, so it kind of balances out decently.
You know that when you get stuck in a cave, you're just going to be like, oh, Nido, Dossum, Nido!
Basically. And then I'll throw it across the room.
Yay.
So anyway, I'm excited. I'm always excited. I love Pokemon.
I do too. It's my destiny.
Yep.
You know it's my destiny. All right, time for Ghost Sager.
Okay, I feel like Ghost Sager. I need a piss.
Yeah, I gotta go brush my teeth, so...
Oh my god.
You get started. I'll be back in 5 minutes and start playing Pokemon.
Right. Oh wait, I just opened the wrong episode. Oh, I almost summarized last week's episode.
That wouldn't be good.
No, because it was a better episode than this one.
So then people have to listen to the same crap twice.
I guess.
Alright, I'll be back.
Alright, so... now that my cohorts have left, we're going on to episode 30... of the Ghost Sagers, and if you remember last time, Blaydran
got defeated, and
so this starts off back at the house, and they're all sitting around, and they're like, yay, well, we beat Blaydran, but wait, they got that box, and it's powerful, and we gotta be careful, and I don't know, and they're talking about how it's Ghost Save Festival, where, like, you pray for peace and you give thanks for peace and you write your dreams down on your on a card and you tenso them and I don't know. It turns into a little feather and Aerie's got like 50,000 dreams because I think one of them's to make her ears smaller. I don't know. So she's showing it off to Nozomu. So yeah, I don't know. And they're like, you know, you only get to do like one wish, one dream for the festival. And she's like, yeah, I know, but I can still have lots of dreams because I'm a cool stupid. And then it goes all do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And theme song stuff. And so then we see Will Riker sleeping on a park bench because I guess he's now a hobo. And he's dreaming he's going to kiss a girl. And like this hypno, this monster's like a friggin' hypno with like a fork. And he comes up and he like steals the dream. And he's all like, waha, I got the dream and I'm eating it. And he's in a forest and he runs into Blob and Ultimate Spider Monkey. And they're like, hey, what can I do for you? And he's like, all right, well, this is what we're going to do. We want to test out the powers of the Area Ray box. So we're going to do stuff to you. And he's like, okay. So the thing on the box glows. The dude's like, you're my juice symbol glows. And he gets like a cool belt. And now he's all upgraded. So now he goes around eating people's dreams while they're awake. And then they fall to the ground and roots spring out from under them. They're just kind of there. And then the monster guy likes to say like merci beaucoup for some reason, speak French every time he takes a dream. And it's funny, he speaks French, but he looks all like bullfighter dressed out. I don't understand. It's kind of weird. And he's all like, I'm hypno, but not hypno. And so they see the monster and they run up to him. And he's like, hey, look, I'm all evolved now from the Error Ray box. And they're like, Error Ray box? Oh, God, no. And he's like, so I steal people's dreams. And then these roots are roots of despair. And they're going to rot the earth or something like that. I don't know. So now he's like bullfighting. Now he's on Olay. So I don't even understand. He's weird. They're fighting. And then Ghost of the Night comes in, you know, doing his Ghost of the Night stuff. And they're trying to explain to Ghost of the Night about dreams. And he's like, dreams are stupid. And so Aerie's all like, oh, I want to eat lots of cake. And so the monster's like, well, I'll take that dream.
Sends cake.
Yeah. And so she's all like despaired out now, and she's got roots, and she's the untransformed, and she's laying there too. And we see her, and she's like in this, like, it's all dark, and all people who've had their dreams eaten are there. And she's all like, I don't know what to do, bruh. And so the monster leaves, and they're all like, they all the untransform, and Ghost of Night's like, well, just cut the roots. And they're like, I don't think it's a good idea. And
if we cut the roots, Jimmy Fallon won't have a band.
Yeah, no one likes Jimmy Fallon anyway. He laughs every time he's in a skit and looks in the camera. He almost ruined the cowbell sketch. And so then we're back in this little, like, dark place.
I don't even know what's going on anymore.
And I don't either. And she's like, no, I'm not gonna take this. I want to make. I have dreams and stuff, and she's trying to get the other people to remember their dreams too. And then we see like her roots have gone away. She has lots of dreams, and so they're like, let's trust Aerie to do this. And he's like, yeah, I don't think I can do that. So Ghost of the Night tries to like cut the roots on some chick, and they just grow back together. So this doesn't work. So they're like, okay, well, we're gonna go fight the monster while you do that. So have fun. So they run off, and Ghost of the Night's like, ah, I'm gonna have to destroy the people. And he's like, wait, no, I can't do that. That's just rude. I don't know. I guess I have to wait and see what she's doing. I don't know.
So I don't know. Fuck.
They use Aerie's little dream cards to like lure out the monster, and then they super transform, and then they start pounding on him. And then she gets all the people to like start remembering their dreams, and their roots start going away. And this dude starts having stomach problems. I don't know what that's like. That's never fun. And so then like he just starts like spitting out the people's dreams, like their ancient drones shooting from Atlantis, and there's like yellow lights flying everywhere back into the people, and they all wake up. And then there's ears. I don't know, something with ears. And so she she comes in riding on the Grandeon header, and then they fight some more. She super transforms. She pounds the crap out of him. They tie him down with some vines and do a super sky dynamic and a super night dynamic, blow him up. He grows big. They summon Sky, Gosei Great, and Gosei Grand. They pound him some more. He tries to steal their dream. It doesn't work. They form Ground Gosei Great. They victory charge. They blow him to smithereens. And they're like, all right, well, we're done for the day. And then it cuts to Ultimate Spider Monkey and the Blob. And like, well, we learned a lot. Looks like we should finish this up next time. And it's like, okay. So I guess that means, like, you know, epic bad guy plot's going to happen next time. And then we see all the people who had their dreams eaten, and they're fine, and they're doing their dreams. And they're trying to tell Gosei Net about the power of dreams. He's like, I don't need dreams. I have a mission. Destroy your Maijus. Protect the planet. That's all I got.
That is Master Spice.
Peace out. And then you see they're at the little festival, and they're giving their dreams, and their dreams suck.
Just like Wheelchair's Girlfriend.
Yeah, except worse than Wheelchair's Girlfriend. And it's about it, because then it goes all Sword-y Kageyaku Rainbow.
What was that thing about rainbows yesterday? You called it something rainbow?
Sword-y Kageyaku Douchebag.
Oh, yeah. Giant douchebag in the sky. That's what you said, something.
Yeah, so that was it for that episode. Oh, I mean, it was like whatever.
Yeah.
It was all like whatever's, yo.
Like, if you can't tell, none of us really care about Ghost Ager anymore. I mean, I know it's hard to tell with the amount of enthusiasm we put into this and, like, the fact that, you know, we don't go to the bathroom or anything during the summary. But really, like, I just don't care.
Well, you really can't tell with me because, I mean, this is my normal level of happiness lately, so.
I told you.
And I told you.
I told you. No ass is worth thinking that much about. Words to live by.
It's big enough it is. Oh, anyway. I lost my train of thought.
Like we always say. You know, we don't really care about it. Like, even when they advance the plot, we have a hard time caring just because the characters are so unlikable to us. And it's like, it just doesn't matter anymore. Like, we just want it to be over so we can complain about Gokaiger next year.
Like, I was so bored with it. I was going to play with the Metal Scanner during the summary, and I forgot. That's how bored I was. I forgot.
Are you serious, my boy?
I forgot to distract myself.
Man. So, should we get on to O's then?
Yeah.
So, for the next 30 minutes, we're going to summarize O's.
I feel really bad for the people that are like, oh, I can't wait to hear this week's Ghost Ager summary. And then they hear it, and then we're like, whatever. Life sucks when you're with Ghost Ager. Let's go. I had to go peel right back. I want to brush my teeth. And that's. Now we get on. Yep. Whatever. I had more jokes, but they're gone. Let's do O's.
Yep. All right. So, we're on episode 2 of O's, right? So the way, I guess this is the way they're going to do it. I didn't see 3. I think you guys saw 3.
Yeah, we did.
Okay. Is this the way they start off in 3 where they have like the 3 O's and then like they're like the 3 things that happened last time?
Yeah.
Okay. So
except,
yeah.
It sounds like 2 of the things that happened last time were things that happened in the first episode.
I think they didn't say the 3 things this time. I thought they just said this is what happened last time.
Oh. I don't know. But there was 3 things. I don't know. Fuck.
Yeah. So they do.
We'll find out next week.
Yeah. They do a 3 things that happened last time and it's. Kaijins made of metals are born. Eiji meets this arm named Ankh. And
Ankh.
And Eiji.
Now my life's not complete anymore. I got distracted by Wild Jump Love.
And my life's not complete either. And.
Oh! I told you!
Eiji becomes O's. So.
Oh my god, man.
Oh god, it starts off like where the last one ended, where we see the Ankh arm. Taking over the detective guy's body. What?
I don't know.
And fuck. So he's all enjoying this body. And Oz de-untransforms and he's like, and Ankh takes the belt back. And he's like, yeah, no, this body's much better. And he's like, look, that detective guy was about to die anyway. It's fine. No one's gonna notice. All right, it's all good in the hood, my brother.
No one's gonna notice my extremely awesome hair.
Yeah, and so then in comes a bunch of Taka Kandors like we saw at the end of the last episode, and they scoop up all the stone medals off the ground. And Ankh's like, what the hell?
What the hell, man?
Those are mine! Give those back! And he manages to pry one from one of the Takas, but the rest of the Takas get away. He's like, what the hell's going on here? What is this? And he's like, dude, I know as much as you do. I just got here. What the hell?
He's all like, I don't know, fuck.
Yeah, exactly. And so all the Takas fly into the Kogami building, drop off the medals on the table, and then transform back into like a stack of cans. Like, it's awesome. It's like somebody just had like a party. Like, I had a frat party, and there's a bunch of cans stacked up. Like,
that's what our frat parties look like.
We drank a bunch of Takas. That's what happens when you're in the fraternity Omicron. For you idiots out there. And so we just see a stack of cell medals, and then Kogami guy's all crazy, and he goes over to an opening in the floor, and there's more cell medals just stacked up. Like, I don't know where he gets these things from.
What a hoe. Yeah. Not you.
And the chick secretary is all
eating YouTube.
Is it cake? She likes cake. I don't know. And then it goes all, you count the medals. One, two, and three. Life goes on, and anything goes. Coming up, O's.
That's the impression that I get.
Yeah. It's all cool opening. Like, it's fun. I like the theme song. It's fun. And so we see, like, this dude with, like, an old Japanese man with an ice cream popsicle stand bicycle cart thing. And Ankh just, like, takes some free popsicles off this dude's cart, and AG has to pay for them. He's like, what the hell, dude? So he's like, well... He's like, hey, what about the thing I asked you about before? He's like, okay, so look, this is how it is. We're Greeks, right? We were born from the core metals 800 years ago. He's like, no, I don't care about all that. What about the detective? I'm worried about that guy. Like, all right, look, if I separate from this guy, he's going to die.
No, not him. I was talking about Shotaro. When's Double coming back?
No. So I'm letting him eat. He needs to eat. It'll be fine. It's much better this way than if I do it this way. You see, like, the Ankh arm, and just, like, sucks up the popsicle, and it's all creepy-like.
Nice, so the craving popsicles.
Yeah, and so, like, AG grabs the Ankh arm and, like, rips it off the detective, and he's like, you know, if I'm separated from him, he'll die in, like, 10 minutes, so you may want to put me back. And then he, like, shoves the popsicle in AG's mouth, like, here, eat. I need you alive. He's like, okay, popsicle will sustain me. Like, I need you to gather medals for me. And then he goes into an explanation about the medals. He's like, hey, you made a medal? He's like, yeah, because look, here's how it goes down. There's two kinds of medals, right? Okay, there's cells and cores. All right? It's like that popsicle you're eating. All right? The core medals are like the stick. And the cell medals, which my cell medals are all die-cast and cool. Yours is all plasticky and poo. And... You know, your the cell metal here is like the popsicle, right? So the cells stick to the core, but the yummies, the little monster dudes we fought, they're like the popsicle without the stick, and you just see like the popsicle sticking out of AD's mouth, all dirty like, and so we get that explanation. And then it goes to the guards from the first episode, all bandaged up, and they're like, so one's like, all right, look, I got a new plan. We're going to rob an armored car. The other one's like, what? No, I'm done with this. He's like, no, dude, it's cool. It'll be fine. We're going to rob an armored car. And he's like, no. And then he's like, what's that? And he turns around. You see, like, a coin slot in the dude's forehead. And a bunch of medals fly up, and it's the insect greed guy. And he slots the cell medal in the dude's head, and out pops a yummy. And so we got another yummy pixel. And, and then the other greeds are talking about how, like, insect guys ticked, and let me see
talking about the insect guy's tits?
He's ticked.
Oh.
Sorry. And the heavy animal dude goes to punch a tree, and it doesn't break, and he's all mad and confused. And apparently if they hit, like, they're not fully revived because they don't have all their core metals. And so then Ankh explains further that, like, a lot of the core metal, this metal disappeared while they were sealed away, and so there's nothing for the cell metals to cling to. So we're all like partially there. Like all I have is my arm. And Age is like, so you took your those other guys' cores metals, right? And he's like, well, some of them. I mean, all I got is this arm. It wouldn't be fair if they were all complete and I was an arm. That would just like suck for me, right? So that's why we gotta get some metals. And then we see the strong chick at this restaurant, and it says you can here's a job and you can wear clothes from around the world. And she's like, okay, I'll apply inside. And she sends her brother a text message thing saying like, hey, I got this job at a restaurant and it doesn't involve me being strong girl. Yay. And AG scrolls down and sees, hey, look, the detective sisters, the strong chick who helped me. Oh God, what do I do? And so she's at the restaurant trying to get in and the doors won't open because they're weighted down with dumbbells and cement blocks. Finally, she's like, screw this, and just like rips the doors open. And there's the chick in the pirate suit. Yay, finally we see her. I guess.
No yay.
No yay. And no she's yay. All happy face. She's like, yay, strong like person. Because we gotta be realistic here and not just wear the pretty clothes. We have to be all real face. And I pick up that milk jug, which it looks really, really heavy, but I mean, obviously it's probably not because the chick has to pick it up.
Thanks, Captain Obvious.
Yeah. But like she goes and she sets it down and like the entire like building shakes or something and to show off like yeah she's really strong. And we see the armored car, which it's like a van. I guess that's Japan's idea of an armored car is a van. like just a regular van, like I don't know. And the yummy drops out and he flips it over and he starts eating money. It's like the yummy is Bandai. Just eating money.
It's the Bandai Yummy, actually.
Yeah, and so it turns the money into cell metals, which Ankh can hear the sound of cell metals. Like, it's like, ah, my spidey sense is tingling. Let's go.
It's like when they heard the mirror noise in Ryuki, but with metals.
Yeah, pretty much. You can tell it's the same writer.
It's funny, if someone drops change, like, miles away and he thinks it's metals, we have to go. They go to the store, man, the bitch just dropped a penny.
That'd be funny. And so now that the yummy's like in like a bank, I guess the bank with ATMs and a vault, and he's just eating gold bars. And Angie just holds out his hand like and he's like, what? He's like, give me the metal, dude. I gotta go fight this thing. He's like, no, dude, no. If we beat this thing now, we're not gonna get one metal. Let's wait for it to grow up some and then we'll get some medals. We maybe get 100 medals, it'd be great. And he's like, but what about all these people? Like, you know, the people? He's like, look, we need the medals, all right? We'll wait till it grows. We'll get some medals. We'll be fine. And so it runs off. I'm like, let's chase it. Yay. And then we see the Kogami guy, and he's making a cake again. Like, it's all he does is make cake. And
what
day
is it today?
I don't know.
Gibbies. I told you, it's not my birthday. That's Guppy.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. I did it.
And so he's talking about how everything's made of everything's greed, and greed the great source of energy. And there's the motorcycle guy, and he gets cake batter on him. Yeah. And he's like talking about how all of life is desire and stuff, and metals are born from greed and collected. And he grabs a little icing dispenser thing like you use in a bakery to like write on cakes with. And he says, "What you get is infinite power." And he draws the infinity symbol, and he's like, "No. You get is something greater than infinity," and he draws an extra circle. So now it's the O's logo, and it goes all like Shatner from Wrath of Khan. He's like, "O's," and so then like the yummy molts, and now it's like a giant ant thing. So they're still chasing it, and it's just going, eating money, and there's a party in this building, and apparently Kogami guy sent the cake. It's what he does, and. Yeah, so the ant is like crawling up the building, eating up the building and stuff. And he's like, look, I need to go, you know, like fight this thing. And Ankh's like, no. Your job is not to fight this thing. Your job is collect medals, okay? That's what you're getting paid nothing to do. All right? Collect medals. We need cell medals. You gotta let this thing get big, and we're gonna fight. Like, people are getting hurt, you bastard. So this thing's like destroying the building. And eating up the building. And the chick gets a call saying that her brother disappeared. So she's out at the place where, like, they had the first battle, and she sees the car getting put up on a tow truck and this little charm hanging from the rearview mirror she gave her brother. She's all sad face. And Andy's all like, she's crying. And he has, like, a flashback to, like, I don't know, like, somewhere in, like, Iraq or something. I don't know where this is. And because it's, like, a little, like, dark-skinned child all sad crying. It's Iris as a baby.
It is Iris.
Like,
just gonna make that joke. Damn it.
I just thought of it. And, so I don't know what his problem is, but it's like rockets flying everywhere. It's all like the meteor's falling again. I don't know. And so he's like, I need to help people. And he runs in the building, and he's just climbing up the broken stairs. He's gonna go fight this thing. And he saves some dude from being pulled out of the building by the yummy. But now he's like hanging out the window, and up flies the Ankh arm, and it's like, should you really be here? I mean, that guy's not gonna survive without you. He's like, this is no time to worry about that. Here, transform. And he's like, no. You're gonna do this for me, okay? You're gonna let me transform whenever I want, and you're gonna promise to not put metals before people's lives. And he's like, I don't know about this one. And so the building shakes, and he falls, and he's still falling. And he's all like, yeah, no, you're gonna promise me. And finally he's like, oh, fine, man, I guess, I promise. Right? So he's like, yay, and he shoves the belt on him. And then he goes all... Yeah. And...
For real.
He goes all Wolverine claws and, like, slides down the building with them. And it was pretty cool. And, So he's like, yeah, let's get this thing. Let's do it. And up comes Motorcycle Guy, and it's like, here's a present, a birthday present for you. He's like, whoop.
Birthday.
And inside's the metal Jalibur and some cell metals. And Ankh's all confused. He's like, look, put the metals in the sword. Okay. He's like, I'll put the metal in that vending machine over there and push the button. And he's like, I'm not thirsty. And he's like, no, you don't get drinks from this vending machine. So he does, and he hits the button, and it turns into a bike. He's like, oh, that's pretty sweet. And then he's, like, riding on the bike with the sword. And then the other dude turns his bike back into a vending machine, and he puts metal in, and he pops out some taco can droids, and you just hear, taco can, all robotic-y. And it was all like, taco, 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 taco.
Taco, taco, taco.
And they're all flying around, and turn into, like, a ramp for him to ride his bike on. So he's riding his bike up the ramp. And meanwhile, like, these bugs are collapsing on each other and crap. And so he starts slashing on the ant. And metals are flying everywhere. And the Ankh arm is eating the metals off the sky. Like he's so friggin' hungry. And so then he tosses some Kamakiri metal. Yeah, and then in comes Takakiri Ba again, and so he's going all mantis swords, and he's just slicing this thing apart like it's Hibiki on a Makamo, and metals are going everywhere. And then he gets, like, knocked off the building, and the taco can droids form a bungee cord. That's pretty cool. And he grabs his sword out the ground and turns back into Tatoba. And then he, like, slashes the thing some more, and then they fly off the building again. Now the tacos make a trampoline. These taco can droids are awesome. Like, just make stuff. So then, like, the thing's chasing him, right? And he's running, and he pulls out a metal, and he flips in the air, sticks it in the machine, turns into a bike, and, like, lands on it all perfect. It's awesome. Like, sweet time. And so he's riding around, and he puts the metals in the sword. And does a triple scanning charge and slashes the thing apart, and it explodes into, like, a billion metals everywhere. Motorcycle Guy rides off. There's Ankh arm just sucking up metals like crazy. Like, they're mine! Mine! Give me mine!
Oh, you.
Yeah, and then so then it, AG sends, like, a text to Strong Girl saying that, like, from the detective saying that he's on a top secret case, he's not gonna be home for a while, but he's fine, so she stops crying. Conveniently enough, though, well, he attaches a picture of Ankh eating the popsicle to it, so she sees he's okay. Conveniently enough, right, she runs into Ankh.
Sorry.
Yeah.
She gets a new time.
She's all Nissan Erg, and he's like, "What the hell is this chick doing?" And AJ's like, "Oh crap!" Because now he's all Ankh arm. He's gonna do crap to her, and so it ends. Yeah, it ends with like AJ running over to like stop him. So yeah, that was it for that episode.
I'm a cop, or I was sort of.
Yeah. So it's pretty good, I guess. I mean, you know, it's not double, no, but it's pretty good so far. I like it.
I'm pretty sure we're gonna be staying for that for the whole show.
Yeah, well, I mean, because double was just it was double, but I like it. It was just fun. I enjoy it, and I don't have any really problems with it so far. So I'll go to you guys.
Why don't you go first since I went first on a couple things?
All right. I really enjoyed it, and like you said, it wasn't as good as double, but it carried off the first episode really good.
And it was a great episode. It was a great showcase for the Meta Jalber too, and the Taco Candroid.
Right, the taco thing just got me all excited. Like,
it just got him wet.
It did. It got me soaked.
It was a really good. It was actually disgusting. Like, ugh. How could you say that?
Yeah. I don't know. Taco's awesome. Like, I don't know. He does all sorts of shit. Like, he's your all-purpose Candroid. Like, he can make you jump, he can give you, like, stairways to heaven, and I don't know, all this stuff. He does everything. He makes bungee cords, and I don't know, but yeah, like you said, it's not as good as double yet, but I don't hate it. There's nothing bad about it at all. And I really enjoy it.
Yeah. And I'm glad I enjoy it. That's
Yeah. A lot of my thoughts are the same. Like, I don't hate it. I don't think I never thought I was going to, because I've never hated a Rider series so far. And it's like, it's enjoyable. It was a pretty good introduction for all that stuff. And it looks like, as of, no spoilers, but episode 3, I'm pretty confident the Candroids are going to be useful and be used in almost every episode. Like, the way it's going. Like, and it was really clever use of the Candroids and the Metal Jalver, and it was just cool. And at least we got a little more explanation as to, you know, about the core and the cell and the greeds and all that good stuff.
Yeah, we got some origin. We got some, and also, I mean, like, you know, we got these first couple episodes because, spoiler alert, Cheetah Metal comes in episode 4. So we've got 3 episodes that are gonna. I've seen 2. I don't know about the third one, but that to show off Tatoba and the Kamakiri Metal and the bike and the sword and the Candroids. Before we start getting more medals and showing off more abilities and stuff, so it's.
And what was I gonna say about that? I forgot now.
But it's I'm enjoying because I think in the third one, the third episode, he uses his kick or whatever. So, they're really showing off. I mean, they're not showing off things as fast as Double did, but they are doing a fairly good job of it, of showcasing everything, to a good extent.
Yeah, they are. I mean, it's been enjoyable. There's not like if we're gonna say this all year, but it's not like Double. Like, just enjoyed it so much more, but it's still good. It's gonna be really annoying if he always has to go to Ankh Ankh for the medals.
Yeah,
I think eventually he won't.
Yeah, but it's just like it's so annoying. Like, why do you keep giving it back? Stupid! Put it in your underwear. and then what the hell was that bug? Like, I couldn't figure that out. They're like, we need another animal for this greed. Just, I don't know. Fuck! Just make it a giant bug.
It says Otoshibumi, which is a leaf rolling weevil.
Oh, so it's gonna steal your Exodia cards and throw them overboard. That's lovely.
Yeah, pretty
good
much.
Good thing they stopped him. Otherwise, no one would have Exodia. The Forbidden One. He beat Blue Eyes.
He did.
Blue Eyes, White Dragon.
Blue Eyes, White Dragon. That's Red Eyes. So yeah, it was a solid episode. It was fun. It was miles better than Ghost Ager.
Oh, it shows everything.
It's true.
My poo is miles better than Ghost Ager.
Oh my god. Ugh. That's not right.
That's not right at all, man.
Yeah, well.
So, final thingies, speaking of poo.
What about poo?
I don't know. There was a joke there. I'm not. I don't know.
Who isn't Winnie the?
I don't even know anymore. I don't know. Fuck. So, okay. Final thingies. Who's got them? Show and tell.
It's not final. The the podcast donation reward things.
Yeah, we're gonna. Okay, we mean it this time. We've been saying we've been working on this one longer than Mr. S's. But we're working on it. The next week we're gonna announce the prizes and who gets them and what for and all that junk. Because we got all the materials, we just have to decide and go through everything. So that will be announced next week.
Yep.
So look forward to that, people who donated. Let me see. Can't really think of anything much else other than we might try to do something special because it's gonna be our 20th episode.
Yeah.
We'll see. Yay! Maybe send us cake or something. I don't know.
We might do a blooper special, maybe, or
something. Should make another Shuki blooper video. Well, that'll require me to watch like 20 vlogs.
You were supposed to be making notes.
I know. Next time. Wait! Don't leave. We have more news.
Guys, I'm the new Blue Ranger.
Isn't that cool or what?
Wow, I just got major deja vu.
Yeah, that's cool.
Strange. I think everyone left, though.
Whatever. We'll just talk to ourselves, like Jedi Mom when he's doing the Ghost Ager summary.
I feel so lonely. My life sucks.
Oh, God.
No, you.
Yes, so. Me.
So, what did I say last time? Something about we all left and we went off to do our own stuff. Jedi Mon went to go brood and deal with his secret pain.
I played Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, and I played Pokemon, and we all left, and then we woke up and they're like, LOL news. Like, that's what always happens right after the podcast. So, we're brought to you by the future. We came from the DeLorean, 88 miles an hour. I want to pull over a cop and be like, why were you going so fast? And then say, I was trying to get up to 88 miles an hour to get back to 1985. And then I'll be forcibly arrested. And have to call Doc Brown. Okay. So now, we have this Power Rangers news. So we got a confusion? I forgot what I was going to say. Okay. So like a while back, we got a title, Power Rangers Samurai. And they're like, well, this could be the title. It might not be. I don't know. Fuck. And then now it's confirmed just to be Power Rangers Samurai. So yeah, we got the confirmed title because there's a logo. And it's all normal Power Rangers with a gold bolt that's like off-center.
The stupid lightning bolt, it just needs to shift like a couple tabs over to the right.
It needs to shift into turbo and then...
It needs to shift into turbo its way to the right and be centered, but...
I know, it's like, it makes me mad. The Samurai, like, design looks good. I mean, it looks
like... I'm a, like, graphic designer, so this shit bothers the hell out of me.
They should just have Shugun Shinobu working for them.
Yeah.
Indeed.
But yeah, so it looks good except for the fact that it's off-center. They need to get on that immediately if they want us to watch this. Did you watch the Shuken Ninja premiere? Nope. The logo is off-center. Gosh, many people know. And then, so along with this logo, we got like these really cool like press images of all the Rangers, and they're all American footage and awesome. Like, red's all like, bitch, I have a flame sword. Oh, blue's all, I'm Jedi Mon. And then the fan twins. And then we got... Fuck! I forgot his name again!
Dokuku.
Yeah, thank you.
Stupid.
And then Shikano, which I just noticed
God.
Again now. And
where,
then,
where are you guys seeing these pictures?
I'm on the CS blog.
Okay, I'll go get them from there somewhere.
The blog.
Yeah, there's a link to the website and then the news.
Okay,
and so... Yeah, we got really cool pictures. And then with that, if you go on the Power Rangers website, they also have, like, profiles of the Rangers, which we have a name change now. So the Red Ranger, who was formerly Reese, is now Jaden Yuki. He's going to Duel Academy. And, yeah. And then we have Baron, who's Blue, who is now Jedi Mon. And then Perry. Perry, his name is
okay, hold on a second. We have to establish the fact that the Blue Ranger is Kevin. Because no one will understand.
I don't. That's the point.
I know, but just keep going.
Okay, so you messed me up. I was on a roll. I was speaking eloquently. Now I'm stuttering fool. Okay, so Perry.
Thank you, sure.
Perry is now Mike. I kind of miss Perry because I wanted to laugh at him for the whole season. And Sadie is now Mia, and Ava is now Emily. And their descriptions basically just copy and paste Shink Andrew stuff. Like you just look at Jaden, and it's like Shiba Takadu. And then Aaron, it's all Jedi Mon. He's extremely depressed right now. Oh, and he's also extremely loyal. And then you just basically.
He's
and then
so
you look,
loyal, it's almost stalkerish.
He's so loyal, you can't even. I just got it.
This kind of stalkerish at the moment. Not my fault.
Like, stupid. The Blue Ranger keeps leaving all these Facebook posts that are really dramatic.
Oh my god.
Starts to quote Taylor Swift, and I don't even know what the hell's going on.
Then he starts hacking people's Facebook. It's apparently that's not appropriate behavior.
What? I didn't even know about this. It's gone farther than I thought.
We need to have apparently a talk after this.
Yeah, we need to have a talk about the future of this podcast.
Okay.
Anyway, so Perry's description just says Chucky on there. And then it just says Kotoha and Mako for the other two. Like, basically, it's the same characters, people. It's ridiculous. Just to be official, I'll read the official ones. Let me just get them up. Oh, God. I just feel like there was another joke already about getting it up. Okay, so... Oh, God. What did you break? Stop playing with that when we're doing the podcast.
But it's fun.
So, okay. For the Jaden, it says, Red Ranger is the leader of the Power Rangers. I didn't know that. And then his element is fire, and his Zord is lion.
Okay. Yeah.
His Zord is lying?
Like, his Zord is lying. He's the liar Dauphin. Yellow Ranger is innocent, sweet, and the youngest of the Rangers. Kotoha. She plays a flute. Her element is the earth, and her Zord is innate.
Yep.
I feel like I'm reading a children's book. Okay. Blue Ranger lives by the code of the samurai. He stalks people on Facebook. His element is water, and his Zord is dragon.
Thank God.
Oh, come on.
It's not stalking, technically.
You. The Green Ranger is creative, loves
change
video games.
Change their password so only you know it. It's not stalking anymore.
Oh my god. This is scaring me now. We're going to be questioned by the police.
I feel like an accomplice.
Oh no. We're going to be arrested now. Now we're going to be filming the podcast from one giant bed in jail.
Don't drop the soap.
My god.
Guess what you're all accessories to. Yay.
Okay. What if we can take our figure arts with us? We only get one figure art each. Oh, man. I'm getting sad. Let's finish this. Okay. Green Ranger is creative, loves video games. His name's Chalky. He's a bit of a rebel. His element is forest, and his Zord is a bear. And then we have...
This isn't an element.
I know.
It is in Mystic Knights of Tirnanog.
Tirnanog? Thanks, Canadian boy. So, it was about... Okay, so anyway. I think I just insulted Canadians. Okay, Pink... Okay, Pink Ranger is the big sister of the Rangers. Come on, it's Mako. Just put Mako on there. Her element is a sky and her Zord is a turtle. That makes sense. I always love flying. And, like, her, she kind of looks like Cassie's daughter, if she would have a daughter. And then... Just because I feel like reading it, we have...
Why am I black? Oh, I'm sorry.
You're not.
That dude's definitely black.
No, you.
Oh.
Okay, so then we got, like, a little brief description, like, you'd see on the back of the toy box or something. It says, a new generation of Power Rangers master the mystical power of ancient samurai symbols of power. Like, these power like four times. Which give them control over the elements of fire, water, sky, forest, and earth. Under the guidance of their all-knowing mentor and the aid of their devoted animal zords, their mentor is Grum.
Yeah.
They battle the dark forces of the Netherworld and a mysterious warrior bent on destruction. So this is Shinkenger.
This is exactly Shinkenger.
Just for fun, I should have just read the descriptions for the Shinkengers and the Shinkenger story. Like the descriptions here, like the ancient...
Watch the yellow one play the flute.
Yeah, I bet she probably would too. Or like they improvise and have her play like a trumpet or something.
If Emily starts playing the flute, I'm just walking out.
You just walk out and leave it on TV. Just leave. Like get in your car. But yeah, it's Shinkenger, folks. Just saying. We don't have a description or anything or a picture for Gold because they're like, oh, no one knows about him except everyone.
I was scrolling through the site and like Silver isn't up there.
Yeah, half the Rangers aren't up there.
Half the RPM Rangers aren't there.
They don't know what they're doing. They're like, we put up a Power Ranger site. I don't know, fuck. So, but the, like, the thing I do like is the logo, except for the, you know, off-center thing. And I like the stock images and shit.
Yeah.
The stalking, yeah.
Yeah. Oh. I didn't even respond to that. I just started grunting.
That's what she said.
So about that 2 years thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was getting to that one.
Okay.
That's when we get out of prison.
Okay, so then we also found out... Oh, God. Podcast from prison. I'll just get, like, the maps tattooed on my body and we'll bring it. It'll be fine.
That's how you'll find Route 10.
Yeah. Where's Route 10? Okay, so now, in an article they talk about, you know, they're embracing the new digital age, finally. And then they're going to be going on world domination with a feature film on the horizon, apparently. There's going to be a feature film. It's going to be 24 minutes long. And there's going to be horses. And then supposedly it says, while the theme changes annually in years past, the samurai theme will extend for 2 years. Now, we don't know whether this means that the show will probably be separated into two seasons. But we don't know whether it means the two seasons will be separated over 2 full years, or if it just means the 2011-2012 TV season. Because I was talking about this earlier with Jedimon and, like, Shuki. Is it, like, double aired in 2009-2010, so technically it could be considered 2 years. So we don't know what exactly that means.
Like, unless they're doing 20 episodes and then having just an extended break and then 20 more episodes so that it becomes 2 years.
Like, but the fact that they mention it specifically being 2 years, maybe
yeah,
it is.
I don't know.
Unless they extended the episode count, we don't know about it.
I don't know. Wikipedia, the greatest source ever, lists the episode count at 40, so.
Yeah, that's how final fuck.
Final fuck ride.
That's how much it's been since the licensing show, so.
Well, I don't know, fuck. But they have a lot of footage to work with, I guess. They have the whole show, they have the movie, they have the TV special, and then they have the supposed miniseries. Maybe once they heard about the miniseries, they're like, LOL, 2 years.
Maybe.
I don't know. I mean, I said this before, I feel like I've told the story 5 times, but I went on a range report immediately. All the people are like, oh yeah, it's going to be 2 years. The second year, they're going to use the Ghost Ager mech, but keep the Shinkenger suits. I'm like, no. Oh, it's going to be like ZU 2, actually. They're going to order extra footage from Shinkenger from Japan. I'm like, no. Why would they make the same mistakes? Unless they do, and then I'll be like, lol. Like, I don't know. Wow. They must have watched Ghost Ager, and they're like, shit, we're not doing this garbage. And then
probably.
Just they were doing what we were all thinking. 2 years of Shinkenger instead of Ghost Ager.
But that's like, always possible.
But this seems weird. Like, I can't imagine them doing this 2 year thing and then adapting Gokaiger for an anniversary right after they started. Like, I feel like
they might skip Gokaiger and do Ghost Ager. And just skip Gokaiger altogether because it's like an anniversary base.
And it's so.
But I mean, it would be the 20th season of PR. Mm-hmm. So it would be a good time to do something like Gokaiger. But I don't know whether they would or not.
Like, personally, I would rather have them do Shinkenger now, then Ghost Ager, and then do the anniversary thing. Because they can work around it. Saban's really good at working around footage.
Oh, yeah.
It depends on how, although, what the Gokaiger suits look like. Like, what if they're all, like, they have, like, the face of every single Sentai team on there? Like, they have all these faces we've never seen before. I don't know.
Yeah, well, this even, or even if those people come back, like, and so the suits are in the show. Like, if you have, like, Red Falcon from the show, we didn't have Live Man.
Yeah, like, if all the 5 team members are, like, all decades and transform into different Rangers, that'd be kind of hard to work around if they went into all the old people.
Yeah.
Who's this guy? Like, you just see, like, the description on the Ranger website, like, Red Falcon. I don't know. Fuck. And then you just look at, like, the next one, like, 5 red, like, no you. Like, wait, these descriptions aren't up to par. Next description, go eat cock. What? what's this description say? No one sees the wizard. What?
What's this one? My name is Gibby. No, it's not.
Happy birthday. The princess is in another castle. What?
I am error.
Kirihiko, but no.
So, that'd be great.
I don't know what's going on.
I don't
anymore.
Know fuck.
Yeah, honestly. Like, this is a perfect story for I don't know fuck. Like,
what I say now when people ask how my life is going?
I don't know, fuck. And then
anyway.
And I cut myself.
I'm excited. Like, I hope they go a slight bit different route and, like, Americanize it enough to where it's not just Shinkenger with American people.
Yeah,
I mean, the way it looks like right now, yes, it is. But if this does extend into 2 years, who knows what they'll do in the second year. And I don't know, as long as I keep seeing the Shinkenger suits, I'm fine. I don't really care.
Like, the 2 year thing seems just weird to me. Like, especially after, you know, I go to Morphicon and hear about how they kept the same cast so long. And 2 reasons that they changed the cast was, one, because that's what they do in Japan. The other reason is because they were mad because the actors were getting power over shit, apparently.
Yeah.
So, like, that's the thing, is that, like, I'm surprised they're doing that. And, like, it seems like a weird way to start it. Like, the way they started Power Rangers, to be honest, despite it being nostalgic, was quite a mess.
And
yeah.
And they finally got it on track in terms of, like, a system of restarting each season, and now they're, like, 2 years. I don't know. I think they just don't want to do Ghost Age. I think they're just scared.
Oh.
Yeah, but it looks, this art looks cool. The cast looks alright, I guess. But I'm just really hoping it's not going to be Shinkenger 2.0. Like, I love Shinkenger. I just don't want to watch it again over 2 years.
I do.
I don't.
I'd watch Shinkenger like 5 times.
You know, I think Shuki would rather watch, like, Ghost Sager for the next 6 years.
Oh, totally.
And then forget about it.
Love yeah. Ghost Sager.
Don't forget your homework.
Too late.
But, yeah, I don't know what else to say, really.
Yeah, I gave my thoughts, so...
Yeah.
Emo kid?
I'm liking this. It's pretty cool. I'm glad I'm the new Blue Ranger. It's awesome. You know,
and likes it to drive a dragon.
That's right. I guess we'll see you guys next time from prison.